remember guys would have 30 home runs, maybe at the old 30 home runs by August and finish with high men were 40, 45 home runs, whereas 10, 15 years ago after the strike and up until about 5 years ago, you had guys in the 40s and 50s by August. So I think things have really gotten back to the brand of baseball we were used to seeing before the enhancement era. Would you agree with that?
I agree, and again, I think the baseball has made a very important distinction versus the NHL and the NBA. They still do require a good team to make it into the playoffs. Even
right.
if you've skirted in with a wild card,
right.
you're still going to be almost always a bona fide playoff team.
Which was the case. Kansas City, I believe, was only a game apart from the Tigers last year when they got in, and San Francisco
right.
was right up there in the top in the Western Division and was right behind the Central Division winner, St. Louis. So, excellent. Just before we head out, I was doing some prep for this interview, Lynn, and I found this article stating that you said Jabba Chamberlain was going to get a $50 million contract this year. Lynn, can you, your thoughts?
Some Twitter idiot.
Twitter idiot.
decided to take that whole thing out of context. What I did is back in June of last season,
right.
they were, I was looking at the numbers at that point, and you could see that if he held what he had done through the first third of the season with his track record, he was going to be in position to command something along the lines of a four-year, even a $40 million deal.
Right.
Say that with the provision that a guy like Jabba, who also had a record as a starter, probably be considered at his young age viable in either of those particular categories.
Okay.
Well, guess what? Andrew Miller, on June 7th of last year, which is when I did that thing, had lesser numbers than Jabba Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Much better numbers. What did Andrew Miller get? He turned down 4 years and 40 from the Astros. So it was more of a reflection of the market at that point.
I understand that. His numbers last year were fantastic. Jabba, I thought, out of the bat for his role. He got a lot of
big out during the season. But that's when things went south.
Right.
If he'd held serve for the rest of the year, which, again, a guy with Chamberlain's track record coming off Tommy John could at least plausibly have done, he'd have been in line for one of those contracts. But we've got some Twitter trolls back in this area who want to make a big deal over that.
They're not
presenting it to you in the context of the market, which is exactly what it was stated as that particular day.
Again, it wasn't just a few. It was some big-time guys at MLB Network and saying that how could you legislate this in your thinking when here's a guy that bounces on a trampoline for half the season. Come on, Lynn. And has a track record of doing all kinds of precocious things and carrying on like a five-year-old child and doing all kinds of things with the beard.
That's separate, though, Chris. It was a statement about the market. And in June of last year, with his numbers, a guy at his age and with his track record stood to get the very kind of contract that Andrew Miller got.
$50 million?
Wasn't even as good as Jabba was with his numbers a third of the way through the season last year. So it was in that context it was mentioned. It was a market appraisal.
Wow.
It was correct. That's exactly what Miller turned out, 4 and 40.
But in 2005, you said the Tigers were about 5 to 10 years away from competing in the Central. But they got to the World Series the next season. So would you want to publicly apologize?
I didn't say that. I said, again, you've got the same Twitter troll here who loves to dredge up stuff and never present it in context.
Is it that Jeffrey Boss?
Pardon?
Is it that Jeffrey Boss guy?
I don't know what their names are.
He loves to give you a hard time. I know that. He feeds me a lot of his disinformation for my show, and I said, is this possible? Here's someone right all over the Detroit News, a great man like Lynn Henning, and he's
saying... They're Twitter saboteurs.
Saboteurs.
Everywhere, but Detroit has got more than its share.
Wow. To say 5, 10 years away, and here they are in the World Series against the Cardinals. I mean, that doesn't sound like somebody who's been...
Well, there also are about a million words written during that period, and if you want to extract one line of one sentence...
Shut up! Shut the head up! Sorry about that. That's the guys in the back playing with the microphone system here. Probably the same trolls who are trolling you on Twitter. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I understand. Before we take a timeout, I've got Hansy on the phone, who just had Hansy from Ontario. You had a question for Lynn.
You. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Hansy. We got about 1 minute, then Lynn has to. Adios.
You man. Hello?